Can you kind of put, you know, you're so good, Kathy, at trying to explain things in ways that people can understand why it is that you see the benefit from adding either an mTOR inhibitor or a CDK4/6 inhibitor. I can't get too far beyond being downstream and upstream, and that these things are somehow activated and bypass the normal mechanism. Can you make it more scientific for me?
I'm better at making it less scientific because I spend so much time trying to explain these things to patients who are not scientists. So mTOR used to be considered sort of a common regulator, a common second messenger for tumors. So multiple growth factor receptors, whether they're nuclear receptors like the estrogen receptor, or cell surface receptors like HER2, signaling from those growth factor receptors flows through the mTOR pathway. From mTOR, I think of this as splitting into two pathways, one of which stimulates the cells to grow, the other of which prevents the cells from dying. So blocking mTOR might be able to block the effects of multiple growth factor inputs because it is a common final pathway. Now, the cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitors are a bit different, and that challenges us to think about the fact that many of our therapies may not directly kill a cancer cell, but they cause injury or damage to a cancer cell that can't be repaired. And what should happen in normal cells is that should trigger the cells to die. So the way I often explain this to patients is that for many of us, before we think about having children, we do a bit of a survey. How is our personal life? How's the relationship? How healthy are we? What's the bank account look like? Is this a good time for us to reproduce? You can think of cells doing the same thing before a healthy cell is going to reproduce and begin that S phase of the cell cycle. It does a similar survey, any damage, any problems we need to fix. And if it finds problems, it should prevent the cell from moving forward into the S phase until those problems are fixed. And if it can't be fixed, it should trigger the cell to die. Now, if you are a cancer cell, that's a problem. Cancer cells have lots of mistakes, lots of mutations. If that checkpoint worked properly, it would prevent them from proceeding. So cancer cells frequently have disabled that checkpoint. So the cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitors essentially restore the normal function of that checkpoint and make it easier for the damage that our therapies induce to then trigger death of those cells, or at least stop their proliferation.